Dare we say that the Mogambo is today's Tom Sawyer? Dare we say that here on the Wall Street Shuffle? Welcome back to the Wall Street Shuffle. Dan Kofal and Danny Stewart here, 877-326-3255 is our number. And we have our good friend, the Mogambo Guru, Richard Dautian, with us. And I think I'm going to start calling him Dr. Guru. It has a nice ring to it, whether we call you doctor or guru. I think it works on so many levels.
Sure it does. Maybe I can get a better table at a restaurant.
we'll send you one of our business cards with Dr. Guru on it. I'm telling you, it'll work great. All right, brother. Good to have you on. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Brother, what is I'm going to go back to my gold and silver again because this is what we talk about, and then we kind of migrate from there. A lot of people are getting nervous with gold, especially a big drop today, because you know people like me say at some point in time the Federal Reserve's got to jump in there and print. How much pain does the average person have to take if they're still in gold before they see something happen that's going to drive the price of gold up? What say you?
I have no idea. I wish I did. I'd buy the 10 minutes before. It's just going to be. It'll be a long, kind of gradual process. It'll gradually gain speed, like all tsunamis of public opinion about things.
Yeah, let me ask you this: do you think the Federal Reserve will enter into some sort of a quantitative easing process before the election?
Well, that's a good question.
Well, you know, I've saved these really good questions for you, Mogambo. I figured you want to answer one of them.
Well, I would say he will, but it won't make a big deal. It'll be routed through the ECB or some other mechanism to get the money around and around in a roundabout manner, so it doesn't look so bad until after the election.
So you say that he'll do it, but he's not going to be proud of it.
He's
going
to hide it. There's just no. You can't stop once you start on this path of fiat money and fractional reserve banking at such outrageous multiples. You can't stop. You just cannot stop.
You know, there was a great article the other day, and as soon as I find the reference, I'll let people know what it was. But it was an incredibly macro article, and here are the numbers, and you'll appreciate these because I've seen you write about things like this. This author said there's approximately $100 trillion in debt in the world right now. We're rounding to the closest $10 trillion, and I like that. That's an easy number to round to. There's approximately $9 trillion in cash, foreign reserves, reserves in banks. So what you've really got is a look at the global financial picture. And you've got the classic leverage that you get in a bank, which is about 10 to 1 or 11 to 1 from fractional and reserve banking. You've got it in the system. But what it tells you is that there's no equity in the system, that you can't strap on more debt because you've already leveraged it 10 or 11 to 1. You can't create more debt to pay the interest on the existing debt. You are right at the cusp of a systematic failure. And the minute somebody asks for their money back out of a bank, metaphorically speaking, you've got to run on the international system. I thought that was fascinating.
That's exactly right. Yeah, it is kind of fascinating. It's so dangerous, and that's why I say to buy gold and silver and oil to protect yourself against it. This is dangerous stuff. It's going to blow up. It's a ticking bomb. And so it just depends on how nervous you are about standing right next to it. Are you going to grab up your silver and gold and move away to a safe distance?
That's pretty funny. I like that. Depends on how close you want to stand to it. Yeah, I like that. That's good.
Thank you.
Did you hear Merrill Lynch today said that the Western world, let me quote them because I'd hate to get Merrill Lynch wrong. You know how much credibility I give Merrill Lynch. The U.S. and the Western world no longer calls the shots for the rest of the world, and that the U.S. should get used to U.S. investors should embrace a fundamental shift in their investing strategy as U.S. and Western economic domination ends. Doesn't that make you want to feel, aren't you warm and fuzzy and you want to run right down to your local Merrill Lynch storefront and move all your money to Merrill Lynch and say, please manage my money for me. Thank you for that unbridled optimism in the country that launched you.
Well, it is quite unnerving, I guess, to a lot of people.
Well, you know, they're trying to get on the bandwagon early since they were so late in 2007 and 2008. Maybe that's the plan, just to go negative early, and eventually they'll be right.
Well, yeah, you know, there is a certain amount of that, but, you know, their business is to churn stocks with your account, and so that's, they can put you into something new because you're just sitting there shell-shocked and you aren't doing any trading. Trading volumes are down, so what better thing to do than to stir up a lot of angst and anxiety and have people move their money to a different kind of account, perhaps something gold-oriented, and all those commissions that would flow therefrom.
Well, you know, Danny and I had a nice discussion over the past couple of days about trading volumes. We're going to pick that up later on in the show. But what we were talking about is the trading volumes that are out there look like they're big numbers, multiple billions. We report it every day, up volume, down volume. But at the end of the day, so much of this volume is related to high-frequency trading.
Yeah.
And high-frequency trading doesn't represent value, so therefore the stock market doesn't represent value.
That's a very astute observation, Dan.
Well, thank you very much. I'm not sure that Danny agrees with the whole thing on that, and that's why I want to give him a complete opportunity to respond to it. But the volumes, they're just not real. This is not like investors around the world take their $10 or $100,000 or $10 million and they go down to their brokerage house and they say, buy me Google, buy me Apple, buy me this. Volume is being created, I hate to use the word artificially, but by machines, and machines don't have a sense of value. Machines just try to understand timing. So that, and all we see is when we see value out there in the marketplace, when we see a stock trading at $100 a share and there's 10 shares outstanding, we automatically assume that company is worth $1,000, and it just isn't. Only that marginal trade made that company worth $1,000. Just thought I'd throw that out there for people that think that the value of the NASDAQ or the New York Stock Exchange or whatever actually represents value. It just doesn't.
Well, it does according to the algorithm that has evaluated everything. Yes, it does.
Sure.
Because it will go up. So there is some value in capital gains, to be sure.
Well, and that's right. And it's in the government's best interest to get out there and stimulate, whether it's through fiscal or monetary policy, because they make more taxes when, especially, man, what a window for the U.S. government right now in the next 5 or 6 months for people saying, oh my gosh, I'm going to go into 2013 and with some uncertainty as far as what my capital gains and my dividends and taxes are going to be, I'm going to liquidate my positions now. What a windfall for the U.S. government this year.
Would be, I guess, in the short run, but that won't take effect long after Obama's gone, I would think. But it is to the Federal Reserve and the government's interest to keep the stock market elevated. And Ben Bernanke of the Federal Reserve has already stated on the record that that's what he wants to do, because when people have stock market holdings, which is their retirement accounts, their IRAs, their KEOs, all kinds of insurance funds, pension funds invested in the stock market, everybody feels wealthier and everybody is happy. And so, yes, he is definitely wanting to keep the stock market up.
Yeah, and one other thing we're going to talk about later on in the show today is kicking the whole can. Is kicking the can ever going to be the wrong thing to do? And at some point in time, it's going to be the wrong thing to do.
And at some point in time, what, Dan?
Well, at some point in time, we'll send multiple people, if not an entire political party, to prison.
Well, let's look back at all the other times in history. People governments borrowing themselves into insolvency is nothing new. And what happened all those other times? So, they're going to do the same thing. They're going to keep on kicking that can down that road just as far and as long as they can. And then something's going to happen. We don't know what. And everything will basically collapse around it from there on.
That's exactly right. You have your bunker built. You have your hands on your supply of gold and silver. You have your family near. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, you have an entire room in that bunker allocated to the proper supply of ammunition and and spirits.
Well, I'd like to get a pool table in there, I tell you the truth.
I have to have room for my bullets and whiskey and the pool table. That's it. Then I'm good. Magamba, is anything changing your opinion? Is anything making you more pessimistic or less pessimistic? Anything shortening or lengthening your time frame right now? Anything you're shocked at?
You know, it just something's getting ready to happen. You can almost feel it with Draghi, the ECB. basically doing the same thing as Trichet. You put a socialist in charge of the European Central Bank, of course he's going to loan out money until they're bankrupt. And here comes Draghi. Well, he thinks he's going to do something. Nope, he's not going to do anything. He's going to create more money for everybody. Problem solved as far as he's concerned. That's scary. That's very scary, Dan.
Well, and just the, and they're treating Spain like it's like we have, like the world has trillions, and Spain is just a profligate, you know, brother-in-law. Oh, you need some more money? Yeah, yeah, here you go. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, pay it back whenever you feel like it. Don't worry about it, John. Just get it back to me when you can.
Yeah, drop off a few bucks whenever you can. That'd be nice.
That's exactly right, Magamba. We love having you on. Thank you so much. He doesn't have an official website, but he does have an unofficial website. MagambaGuru.com, and it's a well-maintained, unofficial website. People can go out and read more about you, and I hope they go back and pick up some of your old articles from Agora. I'm telling you, if any financial guy can give you new facts and make you laugh at the same time, it's you, my friend.
Well, thank you very much, Dan.
All right, brother. God bless. We'll see you next week.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to be right back after this break on the Wall Street Shuffle, 877-326-3255.